Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Josh Davis will share the latest headlines from the end times. First, though, I want to remind you that each year we produce a calendar, and we do that to raise funds for our prison ministry. This special ministry provides Bibles, prayer, and encouragement to prisoners across the country. This year, our calendar theme is Beyond the Veil. Created by Marginal Mysteries host Micah Van Hus, the Beyond the Veil 2026 calendar includes stunning imagery, a guide for reading through the Bible in a year, the major Jewish holidays, and a very special Get One, Give Two. That means each calendar ordered provides two free calendars for incarcerated individuals through our Onesimus Prison Ministry. This calendar, with its one-of-a-kind images, is a perfect, perfect item for daily encouragement, Bible study inspiration, or as a meaningful gift. Order your Beyond the Veil calendar today when you call 800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. You can also order over on our website, swrc.com. This year's Beyond the Veil calendar is truly one that you don't want to miss out on, so make sure you order your calendar today. 800-652-1144. Harvard University recently announced plans for some shocking new courses. Is the U.S. the world's hub for AI advancements? The EU recently launched its face and fingerprint scanning entry and exit system, but now it wants more information from travelers before granting entrance. Concerning signs of spiritual decline among young women are alarming to church leaders. Josh Davis tackles all these and more stories right now in today's episode of Headlines from the End Times.
Greetings, fellow Watchmen on the Wall, and welcome to Headlines from the End Times. On today's episode, we've got a number of important stories lined up for you, including how that Harvard has announced some disturbing new classes on campus. Is the world's AI frontier headquartered in the U.S. now? The European Union started up its entry and exit system recently, and how's that working out so far? The U.K. is attempting to promote a national digital ID. That was met with some fierce resistance by its citizens, but that didn't stop the government from moving forward with their plans. We'll tell you all the details on that and more, including stories about facial recognition software and a new survey that reveals shocking numbers for young women in church attendance. A troubling trend could be emerging. Thank you for joining me on this special Reformation Day episode of Headlines from the End Times. You know, Harvard's original 1650 motto was "For the Glory of Christ." In 1836, the school adopted the motto, "Truth for Christ and the Church," and that is, of course, a translation into English from the Latin phrase. Now, all of that has been stripped away except for one word as their motto, Veritas, which is Latin for truth. And how far this school has fallen over the centuries. It was started out as an epicenter for training ministers to rightly divide the Word of God. And before the United States of America was even founded, the Pilgrim pioneers in the United States of America, even before, as I said, this country became what it was, realized how important it was to have an educated clergy who could rightly divide the Word of God, truth for Christ and the Church, for the glory of Christ. And all of that has been stripped away over the centuries at Harvard University to where we reach the low that we see today. As a recent story reveals, tax-funded debauchery, Harvard announces disturbing new classes on drag queen history, sexuality, and pleasure. This comes from a fellow Watchman on the Wall, Alex Newman, and he writes, quote, "Continuing its descent into total madness and depravity despite efforts by the Trump administration, Harvard has officially hired a drag queen to teach what they call, quote, queer ethnography, end quote, and Rue Politics," which of course is a, a play on words from the famous drag queen RuPaul. Critics expressed outrage over this tax-funded institution's debauchery. The far-left university publicly announced that an associate professor at Tufts University would be joining its women, gender, and sexuality department as a visiting professor. He's known for teaching his classes in his drag persona, according to news reports. The new Harvard courses brought about by the university's Gender and Sexuality Caucus have sparked a firestorm of controversy since being announced over the summer. The decision came after President Trump unfroze billions in tax funding. The courses will explore drag history, pleasure, critical theory applied to race and gender, and more. Again, I say what a sad state of affairs that we are seeing over the centuries, how that they have completely left truth. They have left Veritas altogether. Our next story gives us an update on AI. And last Friday's episode, Pastor Larry Spargimino and I had an in-depth conversation about AI, especially as it relates to United States of America. And thanks in large part to the inspiration from Pastor Billy Crone's work on Stargate. We see the headline verifying these kinds of things are in motion. This is the progression the United States of America is taking. The world's most advanced AI chips are now being made in America thanks to Trump's policies, and that is according to the NVIDIA chief. Now, NVIDIA makes all kinds of computer chips and all kinds of the internal components for your laptop and your desktop and for your smartphone and all of those chips and processors and all that kind of technology. NVIDIA has their hands in a lot of those kinds of things. And their CEO recently said that the United States has entered a new industrial revolution powered by artificial intelligence. And he credited President Donald Trump's tariff policies and manufacturing agenda for enabling the first ever production of the company's most advanced Blackwell AI chips on American soil. And he was speaking from a semiconductor fabrication plant in Phoenix, Arizona recently. The CEO of NVIDIA said that NVIDIA and Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, have recently reached volume production of U.S.-made Blackwell wafers, an achievement that he called a historic moment in both technology and industrial policy. He said, quote, "It's the very first time in recent American history that the single most important chip is being manufactured here in the United States by the most advanced fab, by TSMC, here in the United States." He went on to say at this particular event, quote, "This is the vision of President Trump of reindustrialization, to bring back manufacturing to America, to create jobs, of course, but also, and this is the single most vital manufacturing industry and the most important technology industry in the world," end quote. Friends, as we said last Friday, and I say it again today, the AI revolution is about to take off here in the United States of America, and it's going to impact every aspect of society, from healthcare to government to the economy. You can see it beginning to emerge, and the signs are pointing in this direction everywhere you look. We've got to buckle up and be ready for what is about to come and live with our eyes open as we enter into this new period of human history. Well, tied to that is some updates from the EU and from the UK. Well, the European Union's entry and exit system, I've told you about that before. I'll remind you what I'm talking about as we go through this next story. That entry and exit system is now operational, but it's causing some headaches for foreign travelers, especially from the UK. And as a result, France decided to change its process at the EES biometric kiosks in the UK to speed up things and to help people get through the lines more efficiently and more easily. The entry and exit system kiosks at one of London's railway stations has temporarily removed certain questions in order to speed up traveler registration for the European Union's biometric-based border scheme, which was launched recently, according to reports. The international railway service Eurostar has installed some 49 self-service biometric kiosks for EES pre-registration at this London station, and it connects London to Belgium, to France, and to the Netherlands. Aside from submitting biographical data, fingerprints, and facial images, the kiosks also required third country nationals traveling to the European Union, including British citizens, to answer 4 admissibility questions. Let me pause the story to remind you what this EES system does. It does take a facial scan of your biometric data for your face and also of the fingerprints. And so we understand that this is not the mark of the beast. And let me reiterate that again. This is not the mark of the beast, but I believe this kind of technology is helping to condition us to think these things are normal. This will be run of the mill. And I believe that the world is moving in this direction. I believe that we're going to see a push for standardization across the world. And let's not kid ourselves. The United States of America is very much involved in these kinds of things in the name of border safety and security. And so we understand that the world is moving in this direction. But it's interesting that they would choose the facial biometric registration information and the fingerprint, because in Revelation 13, famously, the mark of the beast is all about the right hand and the forehead. Could we see our world being conditioned to that end? I believe that yes, we are. And so let's get back to this story and see exactly what's happening, some of the hiccups that they're experiencing with this system, and the kinds of information that they want to require that people have before they can enter the European Union. And that's the key part of this story, friends, and that's why I'm sharing this with you. It's not just about scan your face, scan your hand, okay, you're good to go. Now they're asking them admissibility questions. People are wondering, am I going to get in or am I going to be denied entry? And again, the Antichrist, who could get his hands on a system like this, could really control where people go, where they don't go, where they are, and even monitor people on a daily individual basis, as some of our future stories I'm going to share with you here in a few minutes will bear out. But just think about the kinds of information that they want to get from people to decide whether or not they're going to let them into the European Union. Now, they got to answer 4 admissibility questions, and it sounds like the bridge keeper from a movie, and I could get real cheesy and give you a quote, answer me these questions 3, ere the other side ye see. Well, okay, back to the story. So the questions ask, 1, do you have a return ticket? 2, do you have sufficient funds for your stay? 3, have you already booked accommodations? 4, do you have medical insurance? That's the information they want to know to decide whether or not they're going to let you in to the European Union. Now, those first 2 questions are requirements for entering the European Union. Do you have a return ticket? Do you have sufficient funds for your stay? The country of France asked those additional last 2 questions. Do you have accommodations already booked? Do you have medical insurance? And according to the rules, Eurostar passengers who answered truthfully that they did not meet those conditions, those 4 questions, they said no to 1 or more of those questions, they were being sent for closer inspection by border police. The procedure, however, has sparked some concerns that Eurostar passengers will face some long delays or could even be turned away, according to reports. France has, for their part, decided to postpone these questions and give it a 6-month break during the introduction phase of this new system. But that does not mean this is going away. This is just a temporary pause to help people get in and out much easier, much quickly as this system develops. But you can see the direction that the world is moving. Even in the UK, and they're the ones who are expressing some of the headaches with the European Union system, and we saw that their prime minister was pushing for a national digital ID for all workers. And there was a large outrage that came out and pushback to those kinds of things. And as the old saying goes, if you can't go in the front door, try sneaking in the back door. That seems to be the attitude for the UK's approach to digital ID development. The UK recently launched a digital ID for veterans with the hopes of pacifying some of the fears that the public has expressed. That's right, a digital veterans card was recently launched in the UK, where nearly 1.8 million people can now download a digital version of their credentials to use for in-person status verification. The HM Armed Forces Veterans Card gives bearers access to a range of services and discounts, including healthcare, housing, and career support. This is an optional digital ID that's stored within the gov.uk One login app and therefore is accessed with a PIN number or some kind of biometrics. Like if you have your facial recognition on your phone or your fingerprint recognition on your phone, you use that to open up the mobile app just as well. It's the first credential issued by the government to be stored within the government-issued digital wallet, but it will be followed by a mobile driver's license, the government says. This is the step, step by step by step. If you can't come in the front door, try going in the back door. The digital veterans card functionality will be expanded over time, according to government announcement. Of course it will. Of course it will be expanded. That's exactly the whole point of all these things. Well, friends, you're listening to Headlines from the End Times on today's Watchman on the Wall. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do want to take just a second to remind you that Headlines from the End Times is a feature in every weekly episode of the Prophecy in the News television show and is a feature in every single issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. You can watch every weekly episode of Prophecy in the News TV by downloading the SWRC mobile app. That's right. If you're driving right now, don't do this. But when you get to a safe place, go to your app store, type in these four letters, SWRC. Again, that's SWRC. In your app store, you'll see the SWRC free mobile app. You can listen to what you're listening to right now on that mobile app anytime you want, anywhere in the world that you want to access it. The same thing goes for that Prophecy in the News television show. Every weekly issue of that is available, every weekly episode. And friends, if you're a new listener, we encourage you, contact us to request your free welcome packet. You'll start receiving some wonderful resources from our ministry, including our monthly Prophetic Observer newsletter to keep you informed of the kinds of things that I'm sharing on Headlines from the End Times, plus much more content from Southwest Radio Ministry. So give us a call today, our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Just say that you would like to get your free welcome packet from Southwest Radio Ministries. Don't forget to check out our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. This week, we have featured some wonderful resources, including a classic teaching series brought out of the vault for the first time in many years by Reverend J.R. Church on the Psalms. That's available at swrc.com. And if you joined us yesterday, in honor of today, Reformation Day, we have the DVD 1517, The Flame Rekindled. You'll want to check that out. Friends, it's available at swrc.com or by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. Let's continue with more stories. Facial recognition has turned dating apps into a new surveillance front. That's right. According to reports, websites that promise to expose cheaters are steadily erasing the last layer of privacy left in online dating. There are some of these cheat busting platforms that claim that they can uncover a person's digital profile, even narrow their neighborhood using nothing more than a single photo. And again, this shows you the progression of where our world is going. It just began as a viral gimmick for suspicious people, and this evolved into a mass marketing form of facial recognition powerful enough to unmask anyone who has ever used their image online. Think about that. If you've ever had your image used online, it could be used to try to locate where you are. This has been tested by media watchdog groups, and it has been verified that it seems to be eerily close to where people actually live. In one case, the service generated a map that pinpointed a Los Angeles neighborhood. In another, it correctly identified the part of Brooklyn where the person lived. Now, the maps were not precise GPS coordinates, like they're coming knocking on your door or something like that, but they were accurate enough to raise some serious safety concerns. Now, these apps are saying they have no relationship with these companies that are stealing these photos and that these companies are violating laws and violating their policies, but the software is out there, the tools are out there, and people are using them. And so we need to be aware of this going on. We need to understand where we are heading, because a lot of this is unregulated databases. And again, I think this is going to be part of the impetus for saying we've got to get a rein on this. We've got to have a digital ID system, and we've got to get greater control over the internet, because people's identity is at loose, and all the details about who you are could be released to the general public. We have to rein in the internet. Don't you see the authoritarian trend that could result from these kinds of things? We just have to keep our eyes open, keep our ears open. I'm not trying to bring fear into the equation, but I'm just saying look and see what is happening and live with your eyes wide open. Now we come to another story, as it records nearly 40% of Gen Z women identify as atheist, agnostic, or have no faith. That's according to a recent Barna survey. And grappling with profound disconnection from their parents and from older adults in general, nearly 40% of young adult women in Gen Z, and that is basically a reference to those born between 1999 and 2015. But this primary study is looking at those who are 18 to 24. And really, this data is from 2,000 adults and teenagers between the ages of 13 and 24. These Gen Z women born between 1999 and 2015 now identify as religiously unaffiliated, according to new data released by Barna Research. Again, that's 40% of these women. 38% of Gen Z women ages 18 to 24 currently identify as atheist, agnostic, or say they have no faith at all. And this is higher than the 32% of men in the same age group who said that they are religiously unaffiliated. Where are the young men? Where are the young men? And it seems that the young men started coming back to the church and started getting involved and started being hungry for spiritual things. And now we're asking the opposite question. Where are the young ladies? Where are the Christian young ladies, teenagers? Where are they? Why have they left the church? And there's a strong tie to what is happening in people's families. And that's part of what this research bore out, was that the family relationship wasn't that strong. And it seems to be something of a correlation, or perhaps you could go so far as to say a causation in these dynamics, that they just don't have a strong family relationship. And an interesting part of this study to me was that the role of the father in the household. In the same survey, just 23% of Gen Z young adult women felt supported by their father, compared to 47% of younger teenage girls who felt that same support. Only 36% of that group also reported feeling supported from their mother, compared to 74% of younger teenage girls who felt their mother supported them. So in general, only 32% of young women believe their parents even understand them. Just 33%, they say, feel valued by older adults. That could be their parents, that could be other older adults. And so we need to build relationships with young people. That's what it boils down to as the church, that we minister to one another and that we seek out the lost and that we seek to build a relationship and a friendship with people. And because young people are searching, young people have an openness to the gospel message like we haven't seen in quite some time. this is a tragic mistake if it is quite that the church is allowing these young people to fall by the wayside simply because they're not there to build that relationship with them. Again, it seems to be a correlation, perhaps we could even go so far as to say a causation between these numbers and the family life, number one, and the life of the church, number two. Are they feeling welcome? Are they feeling like they belong in the place of the church? And what about the Christian family? We know if Satan can destroy the family, he can simultaneously destroy the future, and he can simultaneously destroy the church. And so that's why Satan targets the family so much, and especially in these days, we see the family under assault. Watchmen on the wall, friends listening to me right now, we need to be in prayer for our young people. We need to be in prayer for these young women who don't feel like the church interests them, or they're not interested in the Bible. They're not interested in prayer. Could it be because they don't have that connection, that relationship with someone in the church? Let's pray for this generation that they would see the truth of the gospel, that they would feel the love of God in their soul, but also that they would sense the love of God's people for them. Jesus said that he left the 99 to go find the one that was lost. Perhaps he's calling you to join him on that rescue mission, dear friends.
Stay up to date with the latest headlines with our Prophecy in the News magazine and weekly television program. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine for the latest insight and analysis of the world around us, and then tune in to the Prophecy in the News television program to stay informed, be encouraged, and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Prophecy in the News magazine and television program. Learn more when you visit swrc.com. And before we go, I want to send a very special thank you to everyone who has been giving a gift this week and becoming monthly partners, faithful friends. We need to hear from you right now. Your support allows us to produce these programs and the publications. You can give today by calling 800-652-1144 or by going to swrc.com. Thank you for your prayers and for your financial support. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. So head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends just like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.